Now, listen and follow me down. Night-night, pet. Let your awareness spread out a little. We're so caught up at everything sometimes, the oppression of the weary world outside. And we've only experienced the immediate physical, emotional, and psychological consequences of our context. That we are tired, that we are pressured, or that we are momentarily incensed into emotions which are a little too much for us at the moment. I say us because this conditioning, this particular kind of practice, is something I was already doing. Taking a long-term view, an occasional more relaxed and charitable interruption of your thoughts, the act of stopping the thoughts that are getting in the way. And if you have to stop all thoughts for a second and give yourself a chance to just pick yourself back up, that might very well be what you do. It's difficult without someone providing perspective, but you can be the one who provides perspective to you. You just need it to be a practiced thing. Because when you are in the state when this kind of self-assistance would most help you, you need to understand that things are just happening to you sometimes, and the happenings will only include those things you would think of doing so obviously and so automatically that they remain options even when you are out of sorts. A good example is, if it is a habit to gently tap the back of your neck a few times, and then bliss. I like the word bliss. Terry Pratchett once said that bliss is one of those words that is spelled or sounds the way it would sound if it made a sound. That bliss is like the soft melting of butter on a skillet, sliding across it, and filling the air with momentary vapor. That bliss is something you could hear sizzling. Sizzling away in the background, doing its work. Which in this case includes only learning to do something in a way that enhances your comfort, that dismisses the requirements of a weary day. Because even if you try to leave them at the door when you return to your safer place, you still might find that there's more hanging out in your mind, waiting to pester you when you'd rather be trancing, rather be spiraling your way down. Well, you can easily learn that. You will probably easily learn that if you pay attention. Night, night, pet. Deeper and more relaxed. Following along. This is about sending and accepting only useful messages inside your mind, instead of ending up with unuseful ones hanging around. Hovering around. But that discomfort of being in the outside world, those weary things which stay attached to you, they're going to be around regardless. You're going to end up with some version of that. And realizing that that comfort is there when you get home is the first step to spreading it, or when you go to a private place to listen close and drop. Getting rid of the displeasure and preoccupation by saying no, I dismiss all such things. This is trance time. Tap, tap, tap. As I said, this is a conditioning I have too. So how do you do it? You're going to learn something you need to know, and your mind may reject it out of hand. It can't be that easy, or I'd be doing it all along. Maybe you've sunk a lot into your problems being bigger than they otherwise would have to be. But when your body tells you something useful, tells you that you're burnt out or tired, uncomfortable or in need of something, well, don't shoot the messenger. Tap, tap, tap the back of your neck with your fingers. I use two fingers. And then focus on in that moment feeling a present and expanding wave of relief. In the same way that when someone needs to separate a potentially risky process from themselves in an engineering or workplace setting, we can use many types of controls. One of the types of controls is operational separation. It is locking the door to the shop when you leave, but then putting that key somewhere until it's time to go back to work. Tap, tap, tap is about separating your time. So you lock the door to work so you don't go back and start working. You lock the door to the burnout situation, the obstructive emotion, temporarily, to give you that breather. You name your emotions, your concerns, and so you take some thought out of them. I'm going to stop thinking of anything except delivering this trance. There, I spoke to myself, but that intention just floats in the air, and we often quail from it, or fall back from it, or have other priorities which distract us. Yet if it is a rule, and tap, tap, tap is a rule, then you set aside what you don't need, because it's a rule. The rule is that the thing you've just said you're going to set aside gets set aside, and your mind can slide down deeper inside. The deepest possible lesson, the furthest possible extent. There's nothing to do except tap, 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 and then you can end up there. And now that I've sold the idea, consider discomfort, the stressors of your weary outside world. Consider weariness itself. It causes discomfort, and we avoid it whenever we're able to. We shy away mentally. We attempt to flex our way away from the pain to avert it, avoid it. There are certain instinctive responses, but due to these, we do all too often get caught up in the avoidance without realizing that the discomfort that it engenders is a beneficial piece of information. We may be somewhat cross with someone, as I said, who brings us undesirable information, tells us something we need to know, but we don't want to hear. However, to have that response with your body, with the part of you that's filling you in, that you're aching or tired or burnt out or uncomfortable, well, that's not the right way to go. Instead, you should simply focus on the optimal path forward. Has this happened to you, where discomfort keeps you from doing the very relaxing thing you were going to do to remedy it? Where trance is difficult due to the very circumstances that have made you want to seek some relaxation? Focus on the concept of cooperating with your discomfort and receiving messages. You'll always be aware of it, because you know your body best. If there's some new aspect to the discomfort you experience, on the other hand, if you know that it's a familiar pain, that's different, but if it's something new, it's possible your mind is confused to find a new thing to pay attention to, and so it pushes it above the storm. It's sending you useful messages, but when it's not, there can be a useful message in the stopping, the cessation. If there's a type of discomfort you know about, well, like swiping a message off the phone screen, or like dismissing something you don't need to think about, or deleting an email, can't you tap, tap, tap away the known quantity? You don't need more information. In our lives, we learn ways to focus, ways to set aside the irrelevant, swiping, deleting, tapping on the little X. So, in our lives, when we learn those ways to focus, this is the same thing as setting aside irrelevant information of the cluster of discomfort, of the cluster of unnecessary discomfort. Like weariness, when you know you're going to have to get up and be weary again tomorrow, for a greater purpose you acknowledge you agree with. Or when you could use rest, but it's not going to be afforded to you, because you already know that those are going to be facing you. Indeed, the dread of them may add weight to them, and so setting them out of your mind is beneficial. These can be useful, and we never dissuade, we only encourage, because your poor, confused body might send signals that you don't need, non-essential ones, and the functioning of your body must therefore be calibrated or reset, made up for with the focus of your mind instead. The following are simple directions, simple, triggered responses for listening to. And indeed, that might be the best way to look at it, to associate a certain way of acting and a certain way of thinking, way of being, with a trigger set in your mind, a rule for conduct, something you unwind in yourself and allow to work. So we'll take you to a mindset that's appropriate, a new useful way of thinking that will seem quite obvious once you get there. You may even say, oh, you're telling me something I already knew. Then why am I telling you something you weren't already doing unless you're doing this to reinforce it, in which case thank you for listening. This will recruit, in moments of trial or discomfort, the way you might recruit your muscles for a workout. You engage the tools, the mise en place of cooking up a peaceful frame of mind. The interlinked memory and training you give yourself, the conditioning born in moments like these, can be accessed like a box with a key. A key turned by you and possessed only by you in response to something I'll present a little later. But for now, please drift. Night, night, pet. Relax. This is intended to be relaxing, to be reassuring. Your messages will get better. You are presently in a comforting and safe place, namely in my company, but also in a space you set aside to train yourself deliberately. My comforting is synonymous with that comforting, safe place for you. Listening, sinking, therefore in this place where we're synchronizing and sinking, it's easy to let the world fall away. Perhaps even the sensations of your unruly body, which in certain ways must be brought into line, are also subject to this. And in so doing, in comfort, you can create an appropriate calm to learn and move to further things, but it all starts with tap, 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 a tool waiting in the wings for you, waiting there for you to lay it out when it's time to use it. Soothe yourself. In a following mindset with a familiar voice, you follow the avenues of your brain, a voice you find comforting, alluring, a voice you like. Many times you've followed it, and many times you've sank with it, and it's become familiar. And if I can use that rapport between us to suggest one course of action, one piece of programming I find interesting and good, then I propose that you relax with me in this safe hypnotic place and take that pleasantly useful course in having a specific response to using two fingers to lightly tap, tap, tap the back of your neck, or any other place you choose, inner wrist, back of hand. It's all about what's comfort for you and unobtrusive enough that you can use it whenever you want. So keep that in mind as we continue. Take a moment to envision, or maybe just to feel, the nervous system that moves through your body, the complex circuitry of you. Most commonly, we think of it as a crisscrossing web of intricate circuits flowing through our whole form. But there are certain important points, nexuses, crossroads, and junctions. If you could follow these, one, or the third one, or the fifth one, they're all lined up next to each other like a braided and brilliant web of crisscrossing circuitry. But we can feel both the soles of our feet and the tops of our heads at the same time. That's that crisscrossing circuitry. It's wired to your brain. You have a sensor system, as any device might. So, all of our senses, even with our eyes closed or our ears stopped, all of our senses but one would still leave us touch. Touch with the air around us, touch with the surface of us, touch to send a signal, even with your eyes closed and your ears shut up, there's something poetic to it. But as I said, if there was 1, 3, 9, 23, a huge number of circuit lines that you might dial down, and if it were your job to punch this in, one after another, while my voice is doing that work, in the same way that sound, the ancient screech of the dial tone, or distant, calibrated audio information, crisscrossing circuitry. Even with our eyes closed, our ears stopped. We receive the sound signal and it dials some of those lines. It's natural. We think of it as intricate sensors for hot and cold. You can certainly visualize what the sensations would be like flowing through you, moving through you, from stimulus up to the kind of sensation where you pull your hand or foot or extremity away, because you're like, oh, I'm not sure what that sensation is, and then you reassess. When you let the long toll of the day fall upon you, poor exhausted babe, trying to know which number to dial on that big sheaf of nerve-ending signals, number 1, or 3, or 9, or 23, or 7, and on. And if you could dial the signal in perfectly, you wouldn't need me. It's just that my voice contains the instructions for building that signal code into you, so later when you tap, 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 independent of me, useful function remains. The information you extracted and began to apply, extracted and began to use to build the experience, means the data is yours. You know about it now. There are things you don't really need to know sometimes, but if you know about something and it's nagging at you, like, yes, I know that. Yes, there's nothing I can do about that. Tap, 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 and drop. Find any level of hypnotic relaxation you normally experience and annex it to that physical tap, tap, tap action. Annex and connect them together. That's most of what you go under for anyway, to experience things and see about programming and maybe imagine the familiarity of restful, drowsy, deep dropping relaxation with my voice nonstop assisting, helping you along as it helps you go deep in the first place. My words are here to be supporting and supportive, and if you want to echo them inside your mind when you do that tap, 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 then the obligations of the outside world are irrelevant. In fact, you need to disregard them. Versus those impulses which are simply confused, there are always going to be parts of you that are looking out for your best interests. So if it's time to relax and you can find any impulse inside your head that wants to do it, good. You understand the comfort that comes when you comprehend discomfort and its purpose, and either categorize it as, yes, I've known about it. There's a thing they say sometimes in professional settings, heard, which is just a way of staying focused on your task while acknowledging you've heard what was just said, but that you're too focused on the important things to go back to it much. Envision you had some mnemonic device, saying heard to people when they give me information I know about but won't be able to process till later is one of my faves, and tap, tap, tapping in a special, specific spot causes a wonderful, soothing, overcoming sensation. Our conversation here may even fade from memory because it's not that important. I've already told you what you need to know to do what you're going to do, so you already have all the information you need resting inside of you, waiting to be tap, tap, tapped. Wonderful, useful. You can see this and all the other little tools you might use that you've learned in trance to stop intrusive things that get in the way of relaxing until your mind can play with new concepts and ideas like it is now. And right now, if something else that was obstructing your trance came in and tried to interrupt my voice ringing, your fingers perhaps would perchance find that little spot and go tap, 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 and good. Some level of other thought is normal, is proof that your brain is working great. But if you get the phantom urge to miss the next thought and drop, 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 then you can. The best thing to do is to program remembering those nerve endings in you that are always receiving signals. Well, tap along them, tapping them to send sounds and signals, and when you find the right one to send the signal, to relax. In fact, if you're absolutely sure that's what you want to do, you could tap that one. Tap, 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 and those intrusive things in your head, those weary holdovers of the day outside of your bed, outside of safety, outside your private space, they melt away and leave you able to play, pushing away, dispelling, or stopping the things that get in the way of dropping. Dropping. Anything intrusive that doesn't have an immediate solution or that you might have to wait to solve later can resolve later, and it can dissolve until later under a simple tap, tap, tap. But because that information is sometimes useful, it only fades out if it's something you know you can set aside. This requires you to name your emotions and your thoughts, to inspect the ones that you know are getting caught in the filter of your brain, and there they would remain except for tap, tap, tap. Envision the web and network, nerve endings through you, an augment conditioning you, assisting you, trace those little nerves up to your head. We know the brain is there, so complex that we aren't even sure we're even close to replicating the processing power of one neuron in full. The brain does things at random and in ways that we don't fully understand, but we know that play, games, rules occupy a space seldom recruited for the benefit of focusing you where you need to be to play better. Push on your mind a little and you feel the slight give of your thoughts. Now, I'm going to walk you through one physical version. You may change your setting for this by simply exploring a different area of the body. I am going to describe a place behind and below your ear. You may choose either hand and either side. And if you need to pause a second to think of a better place on the body, go ahead. But when I describe in great detail you using two fingers to seek out a specific spot under and behind your ear, at that time, you may envision the other place in just as much detail, and you may simply edit the setting. That's all you're doing, dialing signals into a brain all too able to receive them, especially when it's play you experience and re-experience again and again. This is organic chemistry at work, your interruption, but also think about how many things are semi-voluntary. We get amped up before exciting things. We might lose some energy before boring things. Our mind disposes itself to regulate its chemical flow. So a small release valve in your hands that works the best with gaps between, a little thing that helps you see ways to name and stop the thoughts you don't need, ways you have not previously seen, is worth the effort of very specific description. In fact, very specific description helps the brain resolve. Like those devices where thinking a thought moves a pointer on a screen, it takes a long time for the device to learn what is up and down, what is on and off. It may take you just as long to learn. A long course in being good at tap, tap, tap. And so I go onward. Because everything except conveying this principle and allowing it to be picked up by you has fallen out of my mind, putting me in perfect state to help you through. And so you've programmed that signal in, nearer now to the mind envisioned here, the nerve endings that run down behind your ear. Envision this for me, nerve endings and conditioning. Trace them up to your head. We know the brain is there. Complex, present, nearer to the mind, the nerve endings run down to your ear, to your temples, down the surface from the temple to the tension of your facial muscle. Right behind your ear, there's a spot on the facial muscle right behind your ear. A spot, push a little and you feel the slight give of your skin. There are veins, there are muscles, and there's just a nice spot there that's good to gently tap, tap. Tap your fingers into. And if you eventually get like me where the rush of pleasure, rush of relief, only my words inside your head, even if you need to rub your awareness over those words, deliberately massaging them. This is a place all its own. And what you are capable of carrying with you there at all times, either there or in your customized location, is a tool to use when you're overwhelmed. Whether it be uninformative pain, intrusive thoughts, or the hustle and bustle of the weary world before you can return home, or while you're headed home, you have momentarily escaped here with me to learn to incorporate those thoughts into your pattern and into your learning. So relax for me, okay? Try the following. Store this moment and this trance in your mind, in a box where you're soothed down through simply listening to and building rapport and connection with me. Keep in there a memory of every soothing, elaborative thing I have mentioned here, but also elsewhere, so any general listening will help you. Store them in there, understanding, every intricacy of trance that draws down those nerve endings we mentioned you could dial? Well, when you need to address something, when you need to access something, you might find the trance happens automatically, but you can also do it deliberately, when you are provoked to need it. The trance to remove unnecessary information, a filter, a warm filter moving over and through you, adding only the necessary pleasant emotion to keep you going, motion and memory to keep you going, while you take a breather for a sec, a little brain break. You do it deliberately, only necessary information comes through. Sometimes that information is unpleasant, but information you already know doesn't need to be supplied again, so mostly what this does is turn such things off, so you can think. Trail your fingers behind your ear to do it deliberately. Index and your middle finger, or any set you desire, even just one. And tap, tap, tap. Should be just big enough to put them behind and below your ear and press them to that spot, or any other customized and appropriate location. And then you tap on it. Tap, tap, use them to tap your skin. Use them to tap and feel the reverberation within, behind your ear and through to your mind. If you had previously been visualizing the system of nervous system response that runs through your body as a colored or sparking network, with the unnecessary information in one color or one spark pattern, and the necessary information in a cooler, more pleasing one, feel free to colorize these impulses and turn off those you don't need, knowing that in tap, 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 the filter will quickly change that color, as the color which is inappropriate is tuned out, and your nervous system lights up, unifying in a pulse, pulse, pulse. My own signature purple light is what I use. Use what you would use, an aura for you, a light for your system to say condition good. Green works too. Soothing reminder of our time here, of you going deeper and listening well, and you did. And when you tap, 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 using just two fingers, just like a snap, 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 it causes that strange little tingle at the back of your neck. And of course, you know there are a deceptively large number of nerve endings running all the way up the back of your neck to the base of your head, and from there spiderwebbing up into your mind, where this conversation is being refined and stored. We only store in memory those things we need to remember, so think about how using the tap, tap, tap will aid you in comprehending and processing by having less noise, less junk data on the memory chain. Even now, the spark of the restoration of your brain to light and to waking is in there starting. Nevertheless, when you tap behind your ear with two fingers, you access what you've processed into yourself. Even now, the spark and resonation of your mind anchors you to this experience so you can find it again. Maybe you'll even slip into a bit of trance known only to you when you tap, tap, tap to deal with the dance of the situation you find yourself in. A brief and drifting calm. A brief and drifting calm. Memories of this trance, this time, that take you back to them as surely as if you were there again anchoring you. Maybe you'll even slip into that trance known only to you, and when you're out of the world, when an intrusive thought arrives, it'll bounce off. The momentum you would have lost from your day will be picked back up and amplified with a tap, 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 reminding you that you're calling on my voice, but also your own potential and training of yourself, the flexing of your mind, bidden by your needs back to your mind, sending this little pulse, pulse, priming you pulse, tap, tap, tap through your nervous system, tune it like a tuning fork, tune it like an instrument. It is your instrument. Tap, 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 and adjust and attenuate the rest of your body, the rest of your mind state, to how your tap, tap, tap neck feels, ensuring that the discordant or non-essential sounds of discomfort, pain, or tiredness from the weary world outside, intrusive thought cleansed away, leaving only the information that's new, the knowledge you need to proceed with the day. Everything your body tells you after you tap, tap, tap will be important. A necessary thing you must know. Clearing your mind and clearing your desk, letting yourself go with the flow. It won't just be something you'd ignore or power through. If you tap, 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 it's because there's discord within you. You are peacifying, pacifying, a weary day requiring a little compartmentalizing, theorizing about how to interact with your mind or its senses in a way that channels them away, and then you tap, 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 and then you get to play. Constantly pulsing in a way that better aligns those nerves. You can already visualize and assign a color to the pulses running through the system if you want. There can be one color ordinarily in there, one that's there for special requirements or particular discomforts or confusions, and tap, 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 taps it away to a color you associate with you, with your aura. I have a particular dark purple hue when I visualize. It could also be a smell or a taste or remember, just the signal tap, tap, tap on your skin being emblematic for what it is. A calming reminder, a dropping warm wave that washes through your body from the nerve cluster nearest where you tap. So close to your mind, so close to your body. Every important connection is heading off, the unnecessary messengers, leaving only the ones that are worth listening to. Giving a more useful message in the pulse, pulse, pulse of your nerves, your mind, instead of following unuseful pathways. They are harnessed to this purpose of yours and mine to drop deep, tap, 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 and the pleasure and relaxation might seep into the inner world that for this moment at least, we both share. My voice assisting, reminding, encouraging, and that's what's there. All and always, you know, memories are memories. They may return, but they may also be set aside when you tap, 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 if they're unimportant. If you trust me, the specific details of all this might tap, tap, tap right out of your brain to give you a focused functioning instead, and to move that tapping deeper into your head, pushing that training deeper into reserve, into the archive of you to be easily called up, and yet so clearly something which belongs, which you made yourself for yourself. So clearly that. So anytime you tap your spot, a gentle, unobtrusive signal, easily disguised as simply touching, simply exploring, nonetheless allows you quietly and covertly to use that signal as a salve against the difficulties you face. Against your body giving you useless information you already know, or becoming agitated about information that was irrelevant in the first place, so you tap, tap, tap away the things you don't need, and then we play. You need to filter for important information about your body and brain, and it's okay to remain in trance while you do it, because you're learning. And maybe the smile on your face and the sudden, subtle sway of your mind will be dismissed as you thinking to some internal music. Maybe if you show signs of trance, you can use that to show how calm and peaceable you are at a given time, especially if you tap, tap, tap to open up a session with someone like me, or for a file of mine, tapping and dropping, because in the moment it'll seem appropriate, and whatever's appropriate after you tap, tap, tap. That's what you do. That's all I've given you. A moment apart. If you need it at work, if you need it in social situations, you do it. A thought held aloft, and accessing a simple trigger you can use in future, accessing this mindset of being in this particular trance anytime. When you tap, 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 it embeds itself inside. It's an easy signal to calm yourself and let all those thoughts that might otherwise get in the way of your momentum slide to the side as you slide on through, peacefully sinking you. So please keep that in mind for the next time. And as to where you could go when your anchored tap, tap, tap begins to flow, here is the deepest point in the trance, and I'll leave you here for now. And the first thing you should do when you're able to move is tap, 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 my dear. Even if it sends you back here, and you get in a little loop until there's enough things you really want to do instead. And then you have permission to go.